Talk Live, 855 453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is that is on your mind this Saturday evening, Saturday night. I think that's what I was doing, is I was mind and night turned into might. Just like that. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. You know, it's kind of the B team here on Free Talk Live tonight. And, you know, that may be better or worse for you, whatever the case may be. Our main host, Ian, is off in New York City for something or another. I'm not entirely sure.
Some party.
Some party that he's going to, hanging out with, I don't know, reprobates and drug addicts. You got me. 855-450-FREE. And we've been talking almost all night about the Boston bombing situation, and as have just about every one of the cable news networks out there, and NPR, and all kinds of news agencies. And, you know, sometimes people say that the media is sensationalizing a particular event. We've had that said about the Boston bombing situation, that this, you know, put this in perspective. A lot of people were injured, but only a few people shot. That this could go on with a drive-by shooting.
Right.
I think that that's pushing it a little bit, but...
Well, there are murders that happen every day. I think one of the things that really makes this bombing different from all the other bombings that happen around the world on a daily basis is that this bombing was a little bit closer to home, if you will.
Sure.
But it seems to me that the mainstream media has this weird combination of ADD and tunnel vision, to where there's a big story and then that's all they focus on until they basically can't talk about it anymore. And then at the same time, they'll throw you these little tidbits and not pay attention to what's going on. So if the media talks about something nonstop, everybody accuses the media of sensationalizing the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it bleeds, it leads. And they cover that nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. But then there are incidents that happen, like what happened in Anaheim several months ago, where it was reported on some alternative news sites that there was basically martial law in Anaheim,
mm-hmm.
where I think the cops might have shot a teenager. I don't remember the specifics, but there were... And the Anaheim cops were out in, you know, basically riot gear patrolling the streets.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the part about the police being out in huge gear and that kind of thing, and it really wasn't getting coverage.
The mainstream media didn't cover it, so then people said, "Oh, the media's covering up this story."
Right.
So make up your mind. Like it seems as though the general public has bipolar syndrome plus ADD and tunnel vision. Either. If they cover it too much, they're sensationalizing. If they don't cover it enough, they're covering it up. What do you want? Do you want us to, you know, like, cover stuff a lot but not too much? And how do you determine what is too much, what's not enough?
I feel the same way as everybody else does. Like, there's stories that I would like to see covered more. There's basically the equivalent of one of these Boston bombings every week or so in Pakistan. I mean, there have been hundreds of civilians killed in bombings by the United States government through its little remote control airplane.
There were about a dozen drone bombings on Monday.
And this never gets any kind of coverage. If you want to know, and I don't know what the motive at this point from these two
nobody
the Chechens, this Zarnyev brothers. I have no idea what their motives are, but I'm going to go ahead and guess they're Muslim. They're upset about the way Muslims are treated, among other disputes that they have with the United States government. Obviously, I'm not trying to convict these guys before this kid before
right.
he gets his trial, but if he did it, he ought to get convicted. I'm not
yes.
saying he shouldn't, but if they're upset about the United States foreign policy, shouldn't the United States citizens know about that foreign policy, because
Yes. They're
really not getting much feedback. You need to pay close attention in order to find out where these drone strikes are happening, when they're happening. The vast majority of them, we get no footage. It's not like these sheep herders or whatever that are, these folks in remote regions have a lot of cell phone coverage and the ability to share these pictures, or they're getting shared, or what's happening. But I've seen, several incidences where terrible situations like pickup trucks full of kids. It's really, really sad to see these bodies. These people didn't get trials.
And then the American military does this thing they call double tap.
Yeah, the double tap. That's terrorism.
They 100%. Drop a bomb. Or missile or whatever it is. They fire the thing from the little remote control airplane, blow something up, and they wait for all of the neighbors to come start digging in the rubble to look for survivors, and then they drop another bomb.
I sincerely hope they've stopped that practice, but it has been reported that that's what's happening with the United States drone program, and it's not getting addressed. I'm not comfortable at this point that it's not happening.
And then there's one senator that gets praised by conservatives. Oh, he's standing up to Obama against drones. No, he was standing up only about don't use drones in America. Don't use them on American soil. Don't really care if you bomb Americans in Yemen. Don't care if you bomb anybody else around the world. Just don't use them in America.
Let's go to Jim calling in from Atlanta. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, fellas. First of all, you had the lady call in about the Muslims writing textbooks. It is a Turkish consortium that was hired as educational consultants by school districts both in Texas and Louisiana. And yes, everything in those textbooks is favorable to Islam, to the detriment of both the Jewish religion and the Christian religion.
So how do you write 2 + 2 in a way that is favorable to Islam?
No. Don't do that. You
said everything. 2 + 2 equals 4 in every country in the world.
Listen to me. When it comes to incidents having to do with the Middle East or whatever, it is favorable. Now, I don't have a copy of this textbook. You'd have to obtain that. But this is their releases that came up. These people are the same people who write textbooks for madrasas in Saudi Arabia. Okay? So it is happening.
All right. Well, Turkey is considered to be a very sort of moderate Islamic country.
Not
you're not talking about.
They are.
They
were when they were founded.
They're officially a secular nation.
Controlled by an Islamist party. They have parliamentarian democracy, and the Islamist party runs the government of Turkey, fellas.
Well,
not officially. They are officially a secular nation.
The party is the majority party in a parliamentarian type of government, which we do not have here. They're the ones running the country.
Well, I think that probably some people in a secular Muslim country would say the same thing about Republicans. That would be my guess.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that up. I have another comment with regard to this whole Boston situation. We have allowed checkpoints for DUI for 15 years now, which are without probable cause, which are direct violations of the Fourth Amendment. Everybody just let it go because they said, oh, it's to get drunk drivers off the road. Let's give up our Fourth Amendment rights. Now we have policemen in body armor coming into our houses because we didn't do anything about the violation of the Fourth Amendment rights when we could have. That's a problem.
That's really how it goes with rights. Either you defend them today or that, it's the frog in the pot situation, by the way, I don't think frogs actually stay in pots when you heat them up. But, you just turn it up a degree by a degree, and at some point or another, you got to boil them.
And you had people screaming about it, and no one would listen because they used the little moniker of it being to get drunk drivers off the road. Now it's gone.
Yep. Well, this time, if you scream about it, you love terrorists because you didn't want.
About the anti-Catholic guy. I'm an Irish Catholic from Savannah. My ancestors have been there since 1734. We were in the United States before you were, punk.
855-453. I don't even know who the terrorists are now. Is it the Catholics? Is it the Muslims?
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit America'sBestValueInn.com. And make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
855-453. Emergencies can take all kinds of forms, and a cost-effective form of insurance for certain types of emergencies, like unemployment or one of these blackouts that can last for, in some cases, several weeks, unemployment, as I had said before, a fiscal collapse. We never know what's going to happen on a worldwide scale, is to have some stored food on hand. If you go to food.freetalklive.com, we've got the Legacy Premium brand there that we represent. They're the only one that's 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, or 100% artificial flavor-free, or 100% preservative-free. They're the only one that's any one of those, let alone all of them. And they do it for less than $1.50 a meal. You can't do that at McDonald's. You can't get a meal for $1.50. It's a great deal if you go to food.freetalklive.com. There, the Legacy Premium brand is the best in price, storability, and taste. Take it from me. I've tasted them. They are quite good. It's the, like I said, the Legacy Premium brand at food.freetalklive.com. Go there. Check it out. They've got free shipping on every order. There's a comparison chart there that compares them to the other brands. I found that to be very motivating. Food.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Rob in Virginia. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
You there?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. What's on your mind?
Just a question. You were talking about the whole freedom thing earlier with the police center and people's houses and everything else. How do you reconcile that with what's commonly known as freedom?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to. I think freedom is the ability to do what you want as long as you are responsible for your actions. You don't harm other people, and
unjustly harm others.
Okay,
because that allows for consensual violence.
Go ahead, Rob.
But I get that. But I mean, how do you reconcile that with a bunch of people with, you know, automatic weapons and body armor and all that, you know, busting into your house?
There is no reconciliation for that. No, I mean, it is completely unacceptable for police officers under any circumstance, and I suppose other than some kind of hot pursuit situation, to come into your home. I mean, if an axe murderer rushes into a domicile, I don't think the cops need to stop at the door like a vampire, but barring that, no, I don't think that they should be able to just wholesale go and check people's residences in a city just because there's one armed gunman on the loose.
Yeah, that's kind of along the lines of what I'm saying, but I think that just the general Free Arms Act would, you know, preclude all that.
Well, what is the Free Arms Act?
What the Second Amendment's supposed to be.
The right to keep and bear arms?
Yeah,
I think this is kind of interesting in the circumstances. I feel that this is a police administrative issue. I'm not complaining about the sort of local police here or the lower ranked.
I'm not complaining about their response because that's their job.
But I am going to complain about their response. And let me go on here real quick. Okay. What my complaint is that the Boston police said, get in your house and be scared. Don't come out. Don't open the door. Don't do anything. And if this guy who found this kid, Joryak or whatever his name is,
Zokar,
out in his boat, would have just gone out and had a chance to go out and look in his boat, then he would have found this guy. I don't know how he found him and didn't get shot if there was a shootout afterwards. This is kind of interesting. But, you know, I mean, if you were in Cambridge when this was going on today, would you have felt more comfortable or less comfortable if you had an AR-15 to protect yourself?
I wouldn't need an AR-15, but if you came into my house, it'd be in trouble.
What would you have used to protect yourself?
Whatever I needed.
Okay.
But I'm not going to be more specific than that.
All right. So if AR-15s are small potatoes compared to what you're protecting your home with, that's fine by me. I'm just saying that, I think the 12 gauges, like Joe Biden recommended, are great for men. I think that they're a poor choice for women because they have an incredible kick. Yeah. An AR-15 has a much lighter kick. I wouldn't mind carrying around, a shotgun to protect my family. But if my wife were going to, you know, be the one that had to, you know, stand up in a situation, I'd rather have an AR-15.
But look, this was a kid, I would have jacked him up and thrown him through a window.
Not if he was armed. I mean, with Sam,
yeah,
Sam Colt, God made man, and Sam Colt made him equal. So if this guy, was armed,
if he didn't kill me, before I got to him, I would have thrown him through a window. But
I hear you. I mean, he doesn't seem real dangerous looking at him.
I'm not trying to be argumentative, but
no, I don't find you argumentative.
I don't know. It seems to me to be, good God, look at the.
Let me ask you this question, Rob.
Look at the cost.
Oh, it was an incredible cost.
Yeah, I heard it was $300 million a day. Let me ask you this question.
$300 million a day. Wow.
If you were in the Watertown area and the police came knocking on your door, several, because I heard that it was, you know, several police knocking on people's doors at a time. So let's just say five police standing outside of your door, and they said, we need to come in and search your house, and we need you to exit. What do you think you would have done?
I would have said, look at me. I'm 5'9", about 225. I don't really need anybody to protect me. I'm not a small man, so...
I just wonder what they, you know, as I understand, they went into people's houses, and American citizens went out and stood in their yard in fear.
And I really hate that.
Yeah, it's shocking to see this happening here on the United States soil. Rob, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. I kind of feel like this has all been brought, this is a culmination of things being brought together. If people were able to arm themselves in Boston, they wouldn't have needed all these police to come in and do this huge outpouring. I mean, I could just imagine this, you know, a couple of decades ago, the chief of police in Boston getting on and saying, all right, people of Boston, you know, it's time to hunker down and protect yourself. I want you to check every large garbage can, all your tool sheds, all your boats, you know, check these things to see if this person's... I don't want you going out unarmed. Go out, you know, basically send out a very large posse, and you wouldn't have seen this $300 million deployment per day situation.
Yeah. There certainly wouldn't have been armored vehicles rolling down city streets.
I'd rather see an armed populace than I would to see a militarized police.
Yes.
It's not like either one of these things make me thrilled, believe me, but... You basically seem to have the choice of one or the other. Because they don't have an armed populace in Massachusetts. 855-450-FREE. Am I nuts? You can call in and tell me. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Daryl.
You can give us a call, like I said, at 855-450-FREE. The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI. If you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it. They'll respect both you and your customers. They've been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. SACL CAI. Let's go to Evan. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Whoops, I think I hung up on Evan. Darn it, I don't know how to use that Skype thing. Well, let's go to Gabriel. Evan, you can call back. Terribly sorry about the confusion. Gabriel, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening. It's sad to see that the metropolitan Boston area can hold off the British Army in the 1700s, but they can't get one guy because they've decided to be disarmed. But that's not what I called about. I called about the Fourth Amendment.
By the way, the anniversary of Patriots Day, which is celebrated in Boston, and essentially, I believe that they rose up, was it April 15th?
April 19th, 1775.
1775, and it was just like a British garrison, which of course they were all British at the time, attempting to disarm the public there. And
in Lexington and Concord, roughly 7 to 12 miles away from Watertown.
Yeah, it's kind of frightening how it's historically the same day. But let me tell you what would happen in Virginia if they tried to do the same thing. the police came to your door and said, we're forcing our way in, you would have choice A, you could resist with force and you'd be killed.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Yeah.
Or choice B, you could peacefully resist and say no, they'd go through, violate your rights, then you could take them to court afterwards and you would run into sovereign immunity.
That sounds about right, and I think that's probably pretty much what would happen anywhere, is that the individuals acting as, you know, the individual police officers, they would get some level of immunity for doing this, and you might be able to get, say, the ACLU on your side, you know, because they've got the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of lawyer time and all that stuff that it would take for the average individual to run this up the ladder, because it's completely unconstitutional. Sorry, I don't care if there's an armed gunman on the loose or not. It's completely unconstitutional to go into people's houses. I think that people would let police in their houses if it wasn't for all the other stuff that has come before this. There are people in Watertown and Cambridge that have weapons that they're ready to protect their homes with that are illegal in Massachusetts, and they didn't want police officers to see those things. And maybe some police officers saw them and said, we're just not going to pay attention to this right now. We've got better things to do, and we believe these people do need these weapons to protect themselves. But I wouldn't have been surprised if they hauled somebody off for that. There are people that have grow ops for, say, medicine, medical marijuana that they need, or recreational. I don't care. You know, I don't care if you're smoking marijuana instead of drinking beer. Doesn't matter to me.
It's safer.
But those are the reasons people don't want cops coming in their house, not looking for some Chechen gunman.
But even if you have nothing illegal in your house, a man, it goes back to 1200s England, you're to be secure against the state coming into your house without a warrant or a reasonable.
That's the Magna Carta. Indeed.
We'll pause.
I agree with you, Gabriel. You're not going to get an argument on Free Talk Live when it comes to, you know, the Fourth Amendment.
Choices are reduced to becoming impoverished and ultimately losing any kind of lawsuit.
Yep.
There needs to be maybe a free state project needs to vote against itself when they gain a majority and eliminate sovereign immunity, because the whole idea of sovereign immunity, it did transfer from the sovereign in Britain, and it's completely un-American that the government... If you commit a civil tort against me, I can take you to court. But if someone in a government office with much more power does the same tort...
It's all about expedience.
Yes,
I mean, no one you would speak to, nobody except somebody who works in the government, in the higher levels of governments generally, would say... Well, no, people shouldn't be responsible for their actions individually when they, you know, when they're on the job. Of course they should be responsible.
Over the summer, I filed a lawsuit against a couple of bureaucrats here in the city of Keene, New Hampshire, and ran into, there were three different immunities that they claimed that they were given, and I challenged all three of the immunities. And eventually the judge found some other reason to throw the case out.
Yeah, and so if you challenge the government, you have to challenge it in the government's court by someone who's a member of the government, appointed by the government. It doesn't seem to be quite an even playing field.
And it seems, you know, I mean, if these folks don't work together, their bosses, their friends, or their families, you know, I mean, it's all... It just makes no sense at all that I'm going and asking the government if the government is allowed to do something. The answer is almost always, it seems, yes. And, all, you know, usually it's, oh, yes, but, and then they attenuate a little bit, and then they attenuate a little bit more. And government power continues to grow and grow. The Constitution might as well be toilet paper. I'm sorry to say it. I know there are people whose hair just set fire out there where I'm listening. But the document itself says, essentially, that your opinion doesn't matter, that a plain reading of the document does not matter. If it did, there wouldn't be 20,000 gun laws in this country. I'm not picking out guns because I think that's the end-all, be-all of freedom. I'm just pointing out it says, shall not be infringed, and there are 20,000 gun laws infringing. And
what about all the laws infringing free speech, free assembly, the right to petition for redress of grievances?
Freedom of the press. The United States is, what, 32nd we discussed last week in the world on freedom
of the
press?
They're that high now?
That's
a couple of years ago, they were 47th.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on the list you look at. Gabriel, I really do appreciate your thoughts on this matter. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Larry, listening in Texas. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, thanks. I just wanted to basically thank you for commenting on the 1,000-pound gorilla in the room regards to the people of Massachusetts. If I was confined to my house and had no way to defend myself and was sitting around waiting for the police, and it took them 12 hours to catch this guy, basically. I mean, I'm sitting there defenseless. I mean, I would be furious, absolutely furious if I wasn't allowed to protect my home with the type of firearm, you know, to stop an individual like this. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know, and I think that there are, I agree with folks, you know, the gun control folks to some little bit extent when they say that, you know, it's really rare, really statistically unlikely that one's going to need a weapon like an AR-15. However, in a country of 300 million people, when you look at incidences exactly like the L.A. riots or Rosewood, or, you know, there's a variety of different situations where civil unrest comes about. And in those circumstances, yeah, I want an AR-15, and I'll take that 30-round clip. I don't mind. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Back during the L.A. riots, the Korean shop owners just had to show the gun. And it scared the people away. They never had to use it. They just pulled it out. And people got scared enough to run away.
Well, and the other thing is they, you know, diminish the fact that, you know, in all honesty, people that, well, supposedly, people that have guns, if you've ever picked one up and own one and shoot one, I mean, it's a huge responsibility. It's not a toy.
Yes.
And, you know,
absolutely.
We don't need to talk about that. I mean, it's, listen, it's a scary thing. I mean, and it's not something to be taken lightly. And, you know, unfortunately in our society a lot of times, especially, you know, with the movies and the video games, I mean, people don't quite understand that. And I understand that there's a certain amount of fear involved with people that don't have guns. But in all honesty, you know, I mean, it's something to be taken very seriously.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that that it should be taken seriously. And the other side of that coin is oftentimes when you talk to folks that are sort of gun controllers, they'll never put that sign up in their yard that says this is a gun-free home, which says to me that they're willing to ride the backs of the people that take the responsibility of having weapons. I understand. I don't think anybody should be forced to have them. When you're talking about a weapon that can kill you or anybody in your family, I don't think they should be forced to have them. But let's not diminish the importance of keeping this country free when it comes to firearms. No one's going to fight a land war here. 855-453.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Daryl.
Again, the SACL CAI line is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking mostly about the Boston bombing situation. It's kind of been some tangential issues of government responsibility and the Second Amendment. If you want to get prescription medications and you want to save some money, who doesn't want to do that, right? Like, who has prescriptions? Like, I want to spend as much as possible. Check out Save On Meds. With them, they make free trade work for you. They've got pharmacies in the United States, Canada, and New Zealand to bring you up to 75% off of heart, cholesterol, and cancer drugs. This is not one of those fly-by-night online pharmacies. I know the guy who runs Save On Meds. I've known him for 30 years. I trust him with everything. And you can get your medication there. That, by the way, it's not an online pharmacy at all. I wanted to make this point. They don't have an online presence because they don't want to be associated with some of those online pharmacies. They only have this telephone number I'm going to give you in just a minute. But you can get, like I said, your heart, cholesterol, cancer drugs, whatever kind of drugs you need through inspected factories with independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can get Viagra or Cialis for $5 a pill. Compare that to $25 a pill here for the name brand in the United States. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicines to the U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and whatever information and questions you might have. And it's a good idea to leave a message because, they've only got a limited amount of operators standing by, especially at this time. So be prepared to leave a message and they'll give you a call back during business hours. It's 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363 for Save On Meds. One more time, 888-6969-363. Let's go to Fred, calling in from Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about last night. One of the speakers said they was talking about how it was an exercise for martial law, and to tie it into the to the Miranda rights, I think this what you're seeing is like accumulation of 10 years of Homeland Security laws, you know, the economics, the psychological aspects of it. And for the first time, they had a situation that could, you know, afford them to be able to trot this out, this, you know, this machine they've made. And they haven't done it before because with all those people on the streets, the officers, the communications, the technology involved, it would alarm people. And so they've taken and are able to have a perfect situation. It played out. You know, it come to a good conclusion. They could test all the bells and whistles on the, you know, everything they've built over the last 10 years. And now, at the end of all that, you had people clapping. So the people was conditioned.
Oh, yeah, it was a big party out there in Boston. And I can imagine that I would feel the same level of relief if I was there in Cambridge or Watertown and they found this guy. I mean, basically right. Everybody was forced into their house.
But would you be out there chanting USA, USA after they found the guy? Because that's what was happening.
I get that some people were doing that. I think other people were just relieved. And, you know, I mean, it's this kind of patriotism is this kind of thing that appeals to everybody. It's the one religion that truly everybody can get on board with here in the United States. It's just a faith-based situation.
Well, what kind of brought my attention is I don't watch TV and I listen to the radio. And so hearing Scott Pelley's voice, and the calming effect of his voice, and they kept hitting the nationalistic strains of how the Bostonians aren't going to take this, you know. And so, you know, this isn't just that last night. This was, you know, 10 years in the making. And they've got people conditioned. Not one person tried to go through these barriers, these lines. And it's just,
oh, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. I'm sorry. I had friends that went through.
I heard the girl last night where they went through. And Ian was talking to her. It was a personal friend of his, and so on.
Yep.
But basically, to tie it back into the rights, Miranda rights. What all this is about with Gitmo and all that is, we're protected under the law of the land, not the maritime law. And that's what they've been pushing for quite a while. And this will suspend posse comitatus and all that.
Well, posse comitatus has been out the gate for quite some time. Fred, yes. I've got to get on to other folks. I do appreciate your call. Thanks very much. Let's go to Dave in California. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guys, I'm one who really does appreciate free speech and freedom of assembly and freedom of the press. So I much value Free Talk Live. I'm one who believes that most of America has serious questions about the Warren Commission and the assassination of Kennedy. How have they kept the lid on that in a country where we have these freedoms for so long? I believe an awful lot of America believes that 9/11 was some kind of an inside job, that it was a big cover-up, the commission there, and they want the truth, and it doesn't get out. How is that kind of thing able to happen in a country that has free speech and freedom of the press? And I ask that, and I sincerely believe we got a big-time problem. Right now, they've captured one of two involved in this crazy bombing.
Oh, they've got both of them.
And the one's dead, and they
one's room temperature.
Right, but I think reporters better stay on top of that, whatever it is. And I don't think anybody's going to like whatever we hear one way or the other, but I want to know the truth.
I want to know the truth, too. And this made me think about the guy out in Aurora, Colorado. You know, we haven't heard much out of that case since it came back. And I don't know, maybe these motions are going back and forth. I don't know. I mean, why haven't we heard more? But it seems like, you know, once the story has gotten lost its little sparkle, that the mainstream media tends to drop it. That's my experience. Maybe I'm wrong on that, Dave. I do appreciate the call. Let's go real quick to Thomas in Alabama. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. What is that noise? Hello? Nope. And he's gone. Let's go for Bill in Bozeman. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, yes. I'd like to ask your opinion on something. I saw a guy wearing a T-shirt today, and on the back of it said, "My dreams are your worst nightmare."
Okay.
And then it was an oval symbol underneath that said Kazakhstan. And when he turned around, it said something on the front. I couldn't see what it was. It looked like some symbol. Might have been Special Forces or something. Now,
okay.
I had two thoughts about this. Is it is this maybe like a special forces guy where he's talking about terrorists in parts of the world there, like Kazakhstan, and that that American forces there would be their worst nightmare? Or is he like from Kazakhstan and this is a threatening Americans?
Well, if he was threatening Americans, he'd be a fool to do such a thing because, well, if he actually intends to do anything, then he's going to be the first suspect, right? And this is in Bozeman?
Right. And it's pretty conservative. Well, it's got the locals are conservative. It's got a college town in there. Of course, college students are liberal. My first take was my first thought that maybe this was a like special forces shirt or something.
Probably.
I wondered if that would be the same take that you would have on it.
I really don't know. I would have to see the T-shirt. Certainly there have been T-shirts that have gotten my attention in the past, and I've, like, you know, been concerned about what were on them. But what I would do if I were you first is I would use a Google image search, and I would search T-shirt, my dreams are your worst nightmare, or something like that, and see if we can find this T-shirt again, and, you know, get a better look at what this guy may have been portraying. Because if it was a mass market T-shirt, it should be on a Google image search would be my guess. And that way you can get a chance to kind of, you know, mull over the picture a little more. But if somebody did have a T-shirt that, say, you know, let's take the worst case scenario here and said, my dreams are your worst nightmare, I'd be most interested in what is that person trying to communicate? Are they trying to threaten people? In which case, you know, they're stupid. Or are they, you know, they crying out for a little help? That would be my concern. I would actually ask them if I had the opportunity. Hey, what are you trying to say with this T-shirt?
In a store, and I said, "What does that T-shirt mean?" And he says, "It means kill all the idiots."
Okay, and I understand why you. Yeah, I understand why you probably didn't have a chance to follow that up with a second question. Is exactly who are the idiots?
Yeah, who are the idiots? Us or the Islamic terrorists? Who's he referring to?
Yeah, exactly. Who are the idiots? And that's the problem with using terminology like let's kill all the idiots is because there's always, you know, one guy's, you know, wise man is another man's idiot.
Yep.
You know, I got nothing nice to say about that.
Nor do I.
You can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We've got episodes going back for years. They're available to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Daryl.
freetalklive.com. Thanks very much.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.